6:02, we can call this meeting to order.
We are ready. I'll call roll.
Look out.
Yes. Horrocks?
Here.
Schultz? Hayden?
Here.
Stemke?
Here.
Chastain?
Here.
Clouser? And Alone?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum, so we can conduct business.
First thing, approval of agenda.
I so move.
And I'll second.
Moved by Horrocks, seconded by Alone. Old business, Sheboygan's 130th birthday party. So I don't have to talk about it.
Do you want to, or?
It doesn't matter. It's coming up Saturday, so Scott told me that we had to peg you for a volunteer this weekend.
Scott who?
Hancock. Mr. Hancock said.
That's what you told me.
You want part in the games?
Did you have your hearing aid?
He said Scott who, just to make sure.
Yeah. Would you have to have them?
If you like, just like umpire and kind of, I feel like structure, just to make sure that.
When's that now?
It's the co-ed games start at 4:00.
4:00 Saturday.
Mm-hmm. If you know anybody who wants to put a team together, there's still room for teams to join or people. There's groups.
Now that just for Saturday?
Yeah, just Saturday.
So what time are you getting there? 4:00?
4:00 would be good.
Okay. You gonna be there? You gonna be there?
I'll be there at 1:00.
1:00.
And they got the other game at the other field. They had a problem with the bathrooms. The bathrooms have already been drained. So we're gonna use the pavilion for the Shanty Boy game and use the rec center for that game. So the Shanty Boy game starts at 1:00. I'm not going to
turn the bathrooms on.
Could, but we've got the rec center right there. I think there's going to be a huge need for it. So they can walk across. That way we don't have to drain them again. That's the first year softball's drained them, I think, so I'm kind of excited.
I got a key to it in the office.
Yeah, I got one too. Who got the bases out? They took the bases in already.
Yeah, I told they put them away.
Yeah, we'll get them out.
Are they back out?
No, I'm going to get them out Friday. I don't. Okay.
So the Shanty Boys will be playing from 1 to 3, and then the co-ed softball game will start at 4, and there will be fireworks at dusk.
Okay.
Kids games happening all day at the side field, so 1 to dusk, basically. The kids games, they can just drop in and play.
You're going to
so
be there at 1?
Races and cornhole.
Yeah, probably a little bit before because it started at 1, just in case something you need.
Race.
It's an old-timers game, you know what I mean? They reenact.
Yeah, no, just on
they
the
don't
side
use gloves,
field,
they use
so
a softer ball, but they're going to play
Scotch
on the big field. So
was there anything you wanted to add?
The baseball field.
No, I think you just said what I was going to say. It's on the fireworks. There's a copy of the events.
Yeah, there's a whole list of events happening downtown. The Crib House is doing tours. There's trail dedications, which I'll talk about more next. Afternoon tea at Secrets on Main, Ice Cream Social in Washington Park, Cakewalk, Pub Crawl, Family Fun at Major City Park, Square Dance at Festival Square, and the String Quartet at Opera House.
So basically, none of us are going to be at home that day.
No. Hopefully, everybody's out and about in the community.
Mm-hmm.
1:00 is when the Shanty Boy games start and the kids games start, and then,
We want it to be like family friendly and fun. So.
You don't expect him to call a ball from strike two, do you?
Yeah. 6:09.
Well, isn't that the deal?
He's got glasses. Right.
I called him for 50 years. Every time he played, he
That's why I said.
And next gate has three building in the back of that fire department. That's the issue.
The next order on the business is the trail ribbon cutting. So 10 a.m. is the Duncan Bay Preserve, and then 11 a.m. is the children's trail at Major City Park. So no longer will there be a naming contest.
Thank you.
The trail is now the children's trail. Wanted to add anything to that?
No. I think that's good. Hopefully people will be able to walk on both trails a little bit. There'll be cake in Washington Park after the 11 a.m. trail cutting for Bolt.
Okay.
To pick up some cookies, too.
10 a.m. and 11 a.m.?
Yep, 10 a.m.
Now, where's the one?
Duncan Bay Preserve is the 10 a.m. And then over off of, like, by Major City Park, there's the trail, the children's trail that the Reapers just created. Cake at Washington Park afterwards.
And LTC moved their sign closer to the road so you can actually see where that is now. That's a big help.
It is.
The Duncan Bay one usually will be held up right on.
Can you give clarification on the Duncan Bay?
It is.
If you turn left at Up North Bakery on Duncan Avenue.
Yeah, I know where that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was
it? Is it on? Where's the ribbon cutting going to be? Is it right on Duncan Avenue?
Yeah,
just past the taxidermy shop.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's Eastern Avenue. That. Just past the taxidermy shops, Eastern Avenue. The opening to get in there, because it is kind of difficult to see. I'd say it's about 700 to 800 feet past Eastern Avenue on the left. Is where it's going to be taking place.
Yeah, I think so. Right where you're at.
Yeah.
0.7 mile past the
bakery. Yeah. There's kind of an opening there now, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and there's some parking in there. Not it's limited, but people can park on the road too.
And then the softball tournament was under old business, but I think we covered that. So new business, approval of July 17th, 2019 minutes.
I'll make a motion that we approve July 17th.
A motion by Lamont, seconded by Hayden. Rec plan updates. So maintenance and development, recreation passport, trail design, trail towns.
With the recreation passport, I got to enter some more information. I requested some more information. It's in the scoring process right now. It's going to be very competitive. I talked to Lindsay Ross at the DNR in Lansing, and they have about 60 applications, and they're probably going to grant about 7 or 8 based on the amount of monies that we're asking for, or the applicants are asking for. So it's going to be pretty competitive for this year, but we're going to, if we don't get it this year, We applied for $150,000. That's the maximum you can get. I think we'll be much more competitive next year. We kind of quickly submitted this application after we did the recreation plan, then we did the passport grant. And Scott and I and Kate were contemplating whether or not we should even submit it, but we thought, well, it'd be good practice to submit it and get good get feedback from what we did wrong and what we can do better. So the awards for that grant will come out in December.
Now, that money comes out of the passport money?
Yes, which is the money you pay when you get a license plate. You pay $10 and they put a little P on your sticker. Letter P. But yeah, that's where that funding comes from. And there is a match. There's a 25% match, but we're using the monies we got from the Great Lakes Fisheries Trust, which was $25,000. The Sheboygan Community Foundation contributed $5,000 to Major City Park and the trail and that development. So we have in-kind services and financial matches, so the city wouldn't have to pay. If we get the grant, we don't have to pay any additional monies for the grant. And the trails town, they're probably the Mullet to Mackinac, which is a pure Michigan trails designation, and then we applied to be a trails town city. Those are in, and I really think we'll get both those designations. There's no grant funding involved at that point, but that probably won't be decided until October as far as those designations are concerned. Those were really strong applications. I mean, we are a model trail town, and so I can't foresee that they're not going to designate us as the Mullet to Mackinac as a pure Michigan trail in a trails town. And we are in the process of working on the water trail application. I missed the last meeting, Connie. I don't know if you guys talked about that at all.
That was basically what we talked about, that it'd be Sheboygan County, North Burt Lake to, down the Sheboygan River to the Lake Huron.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and some of that's just cut and paste, and it's ongoing. We'll be working on that.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Something.
I don't think so.
Something we can apply for in the spring, I believe. I think it's an April application for the water trail.
Yeah, and there's signage to work on yet and some details to work out.
Yeah, so as far as the passport program, I mean, that really is a maintenance and development application that we put in. There's very limited money out there for repair and maintenance, but the passport program does fund projects that are repair and maintenance and upkeep and improvement. It's one of the very few state-funded programs that does that. So if we don't get those monies this year, I think we'll be looked at very favorably for 2020.
Yeah, I know the Pigeon River's applying for that too, for the welcoming center and the old building that they rejuvenated for the the history of the
building. Yeah. I think next year we're going to have to actually do a site plan. When we submitted aerial photography and the parcel layer and which shows the buildings, but they would rather see an actual survey and the dimensions of the buildings on that survey and that type of stuff. So I think that's going to knock us down a little bit as far as the scoring. But we'll add that next year and keep moving forward.
Programs, so database of programs.
BTG. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And, well, I guess I know that they're working on doing, like resources as well as the programs.
Yeah.
For programs, I actually have, there's like 32-ish confirmed programs that are like nonprofit, and then a handful that still have to get back to me. And so,
I don't know.
Did you get the farmer's market one?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's referring to a single brochure that I know Kate was working on, but...
Okay. Or is it just an update on how it's going, or...?
It could be, yeah.
We table that, then?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and I'll ask Kate what the status of that is.
So Trail Town Master Plan, the signs on target for Labor Day?
Yeah, we do have 8 signs that can go on the trail. Mike Finn found them. First, he found only 3 of them. These are the wayfinding colored signs, blue and yellow. So he's going to try to get those up. It'll probably be next week, but
okay.
We'll try to get those up. They basically just, there's 8 locations along the trail in the city. It just indicates downtown. It just says downtown with an arrow. We tried to put them up 2 years ago. We did misdigs, and because they got to be poles in the ground. We went out there and spray painted them where they were going to go, and did misdigs. And then the DNR says, "Well, you can't put them that close to the trail." At that time, you had to be 100 feet away from the trail. I thought, somebody's going to see the signs. So, but they've since changed that policy, and DNR really is trying to, to get better signage on the trail. And
that was the whole purpose of the trails anyway, is to help small communities.
Right. Yeah.
And then they come up with that cotton picking thing, and they just take them down over there by the Iron Man stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're changing those policies, though, so it's a little bit better to work with.
And the next meeting for Trailstown is September 12th.
Yes.
And working on the water trail application, which we already kind of touched on.
Great. Does the naming contest refer to the kids' trail?
Yeah, so it has become the children's trail, and there is no longer the naming contest.
Okay. That's what you were telling me. Got it.
So number 4, Recreation Authority strategy to market, promote, along with new listing of programs.
I started putting together a marketing plan. It's not totally filled out yet, but I have it in Google Docs. I don't know if there are other people, like if Kate would want me to share it with her, and I can certainly do that.
I'm sure that would be helpful. She'd be happy to have it. Memorial Park. So the Sheboygan County Veterans Memorial Park Committee has been working on updating and fundraising for the park to keep it physically friendly and welcoming. So there's a fundraiser. The group is holding a raffle on September 7th. Tickets can be purchased most Saturdays if they have someone at the farmer's market or by contacting Sarah at the Sheboygan County Veterans Service Office. They're working on improving the park at the corner of Western Avenue and Court Street. Mr. McClinic and Sheboygan High School CAD students have provided a schematic of the design, which is to be implemented in 4 phases. The project budget is estimated to be $80,000. The group has raised about $60,000 through donations and fundraisers since they started in 2018. So you can purchase a flagpole for $650. The purchases that they've done is flagpole $650, picnic tables $1,000, and then there's bricks 4x8 inch. That will be a 75 minimum donation. Or 8x8 inch, 125 minimum donation, which most all of you guys got those flyers. The picnic tables, flag poles will feature a plaque stating the name of the individual or group who donates the funds. There is an order form for the bricks on the back of the committee's flyers. To date, the committee recognizes and appreciates donations from Sheboygan Cement Company, Matt Barber Masonry, Tony Merchant, Stans Electric, and many other private and individual donations. Mr. Tom Smith also noted that he and the committee appreciate the support of Tom Eustace, who has been very helpful in the project, and they appreciate his kindness. Tom Smith is the contact for additional information, 420-7777.
Will you tell him not to call me every day for $1,000?
Well, why not?
He wants $1,000 and he wants $500.
We'll give it to him.
I'm just making me yell.
All right.
Give it to him.
Do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I don't think so, Christy. That was very good. Yeah, they're working pretty hard on that park, and this whole process is about a 5-year plan, so it's, you know, it's going to be very well done at the end of the day.
When it's all done, he's talking about $150,000.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I'll share them, yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably long overdue. There's them taking care of that park very well, and there's a lot of history there.
I think the county neglected a lot.
Yeah.
And so when they spoke up, the county threw it back in their lap.
Yeah. Yep.
Upcoming dates, August 24th being Happy Birthday Sheboygan, September 12th, the trail subcommittee meeting, September 18th, the regular Recreation Commission meeting, and then adding in August 31st, there's Pedaling for Education by the United Way. Registration and ride is to start at Festival Square in downtown Sheboygan. Registration at 9:30 on the 31st, and the ride starts at 10. Festival Square to bike route along Duncan Bay to Sheboygan State Park. There will be a historical presentation by Matt Friday at Duncan Bay Preserve, followed by a picnic at Sheboygan State Park Pavilion. They're working to raise funds for curriculum supplements for all grades at all Sheboygan County schools. Children must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Helmets recommended.
And it's all donation if you want to ride, or you can just make a donation even if you don't ride. But United Way is going to use those monies for purchasing school supplies for the local school system as they need it, whether it be a grease board or, you know, some other smaller items, pencils and stuff.
At Festival Square. Staff report.
Staff report. Pretty much status quo, still cutting a lot of grass. We've added in Gordon Turner Park, we had a suggestion by, what's Kowalski's first name? Mm-hmm. Connie's brother rides a bike with his hands.
Oh.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a hard time getting into the park itself where the picnic area is because when they put the new pavement, they're still debating whether to put dirt or gravel because it's such a high lip. Anyhow, long story short is we put in a path for handicap now where we ramped it down so you can get in there easy, and then we cut it really, really, really tight so it's really hard. And I mean, like a wheelchair, you can take it across there really easy. So if you go down Gordon Turner Park, the staff hasn't lost their mind and cut one strip bad. It's, you'll see from one side to the other side, there's gravel that you can get in and out of there pretty easy now. He was very appreciative because we also put up a path from when we put the new swing set in, we had to eliminate some of the sidewalk because of the fall area. You got to have so much fall area. So we put a path in from the side parking lot up to the boardwalk that goes out into the bird lookout out there. So now you can get wheelchair or whatever up into the boardwalk because it has a ramp up there. So you can get up there that way too. The BMX bikes track, it's, again, Carl Robetti's doing an awesome job. He's got pretty much what he wants there, and this has turned into, I thought we were going to have it done at the end of last summer, and we're probably going to have a hard time getting it done this summer, but the dirt for the kids to ride up and down the hills is so soft, so we've taken Drummond sand, which hardens if we ever get any rain, and it'll be a really nice. If you go over there now, you'll see where he has formed the path, the ramps. He's going to move one of the side ramps because he's had some bikers come in here and tell him they ride their bikes on courses like that. So he's got to move another. Where he's got one, he's got to move it over here so they come off the ramp, they can get going uphill, get a little speed to go uphill. But you'll see where he's got all the hills and the side ramps done, and he's starting to spread the Drummond sand on it. We're not sure, we have to order some more, but it's starting to, you can really see a trail there now. So I think it's going to be, once we get some rain, it's hard, I think you're going to see some kids over there riding it. Our daycare program is done now. Today was our last day. They did two Wednesdays for June, July, and August. Next year she plans on doing it every Wednesday because she had a great turnout. Again, we've already talked about the weekend, trying to get ready for the weekend. We helped the pavilion set up for their dance contest there a couple weeks ago. And we sanitized the bathrooms and all our outside. We scrubbed the walls. I mean, we clean them every day. But we also try to go in periodically and scrub the walls because you never know what's in there. So we got to scrub them with brushes, sanitize the whole inside of the walls, floors, everything. Geese are still a problem. Good news is I think I've chased them away from most of the ball fields, and our walkway down by the river is staying pretty clean. The problem is I've chased them across to Washington Park, and we have a huge problem at Washington Park now and the marina. So we're going to have to come up with something next year. The dogs don't work anymore, so I'm going to Google, see what's out there about putting something up where it is. Because my brother who does the flowers, I think he does it like 4 o'clock in the morning, sent me a picture of a goose sleeping right next to one of the dogs. right up against one of those dogs who's sleeping. So they're not working. Camp Walden kids have come in again and helped us out sweeping the sidewalks and the boardwalk down to the lighthouse because it got really bad. When that beach comes up, that sand, that whole boardwalk from the lighthouse at least halfway down is just covered. So they came in with a crew of about 12 kids and shoveled that off for us, and it's awesome. They've been coming now like probably once every 3 weeks, doing a great job. Last but not least, I got Dale and Connie on here again. It seems like they're always doing something, but if you go by Main Street now, you can now see our mural because we used to have some bushes in the way, and now the bushes are down because these guys come in on a weekend. I mean, they work harder than my staff works. And my staff works hard, don't get me wrong. I got a good staff, but these guys don't get paid. And now, you know, they do the trail all summer, and then on the weekend, they're down there taking bushes down so people can see that mural. And you go by, you now can see that mural, because they do.
I noticed that.
You know?
Right there. It looks like it was just put up.
And that's thanks to them. And that's, they do so much work that people don't know about. And it's awesome to have people like you in the community. That's the report.
Don't talk about them Owanaway boys and girls.
I just want to add something to Scott's report. If you look at that aerial photo, the piece of property, and I know we've talked about this before, north of the county marina at the mouth of the Sheboygan River, finally, the week of Labor Day, Tony Piazza is going to do an appraisal on that, and that's the last step that we need for the DNR to transfer that property to the city. So I hope by October that we will be in control of that property. It's almost 5 acres adjacent to Gordon Turner Park. So that will be added to our inventory of properties, public properties, recreational properties in the city.
It's got to be used for recreation?
It does, yep. Yeah, it'll always have to be a public piece of property. Yep.
Nice.
So.
So what's the new timeline then, Tom, for our grant application for Gordon Turner Park? Because we were waiting on that, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's not something. It's really not on a timeline. We can apply for that
at any time,
and we have to apply for it because we're going to use matching funding that the county's getting for the gas tank installation in the county marina. But
and have
so
we
get
that?
They're trying to get it. They're trying to start it yet this fall. They're in the permitting process right now. They got to get permits from the Army Corps of Engineers, and that's a nightmare. If there's any agency that's slow. I mean, the state sometimes is slow, but the Army Corps of Engineers is very difficult.
Too, and they never like paint that. Remember that they bought us the paint, they wouldn't paint it.
So, but that's in place. They're just in the permitting process right now. So it might be spring. So hopefully we can coordinate all of that for next spring.
I heard through the grapevine, through the fair, that the DNR is again trying to negotiate maybe something, you know, where the horseshoe pits are in that piece mm-hmm. of property.
Yep.
West of South Street.
West of her, yes.
They're looking at wanting to trade that piece of property over on Garfield. You know where I'm talking about?
I know exactly what it is.
Once before, to expand the marina parking.
Yeah, we need to look at the DNR's been wanting to get rid of that piece on Garfield for a long time. You know, there's a little bit of there's a boat launch there too.
I had a deal made where they were not going to limit us to what we could do with it. We could resell it, because my idea, that's before Hay Property or the Catholic Association ballpark and everything was. And we had a deal going where they were going to, no restrictions on that piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
For that piece of property were the horseshoe rings. And Leslie sold, Herb Magma threw a wrench in it because he didn't want to have to redo the horseshoe pits. Well, the fairgrounds, the one put the horseshoe pits in the first place. And we could very well move them.
Sure.
So if the county is going to go along with that and then maybe look at putting a campgrounds over there for motorhomes, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Because all that needs is a pump station there, maybe a couple pump stations, and pump it up to Andy Henderson's. Or pump it over by the soccer fields, because that's got sewer system in it now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a great asset. And then get them to develop that walkway coming down that private road to that park, because there's the big ditch there and everything, which doesn't serve any purpose anymore.
Right. Still probably is used for drainage, but.
Yeah, no. But the fairgrounds drains through that big tube that goes right straight through Andy Henderson's yard into the river.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more commissioner member comments?
Only when I hear something.
So we have to be any commissioner comments? Public comments.
I would just like to add again that we have had nothing but the best possible cooperation and help from Scott and his crew, from Tom, from the DPW. We're just enormously appreciative.
Thank you, dear.
And I have some clean lavender irises with me. If anybody wants them, you're welcome to them. They're all ready for planting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. More to come. I've been a weeding maniac.
Well, if you get bored, I have more for you.
No, I have plenty of money already.
Have we started any discussion of the Felix Merchant Park?
No,
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Entertain
a motion.
To adjourn.
Second.
So all right.
Seconded by Hayden.
All right.